doing the final touches.
Wicked.
Yes, I've just actually walked out of there and having just sort of done the final tweaks on the last track. So
right.
Pretty content.
So are you happy? You happy with the way it's going?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I started recording it about 3 years ago.
Right.
So, and some of the songs are probably 10 years old.
Right.
So it's been a long time getting this far. So
absolutely.
Just done some work with another mate of mine on the graphics last night. So
oh, cool.
And that's looking pretty mint. So,
yeah.
So it's been pretty go ahead week.
Oh, so, wicked. So obviously you've done a bit of recording previously, and I have in my hot little hands here sewing the wild notes.
Ah, oh, that's a blast from the past. Yeah. 2002, I think we released that one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he ran off a few copies, or sort of a demo album, that one.
Right.
But same guy had done the design work on that, is doing my design work on this next one.
Oh, excellent.
He's actually a great keyboard player friend who also plays keyboards on one of the tracks on the album.
Right.
Mark Stephen. So, yeah, it's good to have him still involved in things. He does my website as well. He's great.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, a bit of continuity there.
Yeah.
And, a lot of my musician friends are on this latest album, so it's pretty cool, including Ian, who... Ian Simpson, who's out here on the island now.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got a great connection with the local artists, obviously working with Ian and Three Legged Horse and all those guys. And,
Aaron Carpenter.
Aaron Carpenter, yeah.
So I've been coming out to the island for a long time now.
Right.
I'm starting to feel old.
Yeah. You haven't thought of moving out here permanently?
I've thought about it a few times, applying for residency and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's a stringent criteria to live on the island.
The paperwork takes about 30
years.
Yeah,
it does actually.
Back.
Yeah, you've got to get your visa. Yeah. It's all good.
So,
apart from recording your album, which is all cool, we're certainly looking forward to hearing that. Have you been doing some gigs around the place?
Gigging quite full on. I'm sort of in a transition this year in particular, and going from doing my sort of cover stuff through to doing more of the original stuff, and it's working out great. I think, especially May being, having been New Zealand Music Month, I think I must have had about 7 or 8 gigs and all original.
Oh, excellent.
Whether it be solo or with my band. The last band one was a couple of Fridays ago. Nice big theatre gig, and that was just fantastic.
Oh, brilliant.
So bringing the boys out here, to play with Ian in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, excellent.
So all you islanders out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely got to get along to that one.
So whereabouts is that going to be?
I think it's the Rocks, is it?
Yep, the Rocks.
On the 26th, the Friday the 26th, and I think it's got Nikki Ngatai. JB somebody?
Oh, okay.
Or something like that, I forget. Entirely. Ian is playing with a band.
Right.
And I'm bringing the band over, Dave Alley Band.
Oh, excellent. That's going to be a brilliant night. We actually we had Ian Simpson and Nikki Naitai play probably 3 or 4 weeks ago at the Rocks as well.
Yeah.
And that was a brilliant gig with Kerry.
Kerry's great.
Yeah.
I played a gig with her just recently.
Cool.
She teed up over in Auckland. So.
Yeah, no, she's neat. So, we'll definitely have to head along to that one. So, listeners, certainly keep that date in your calendar free. But for people who maybe have never heard of you or your sound, can you describe your sound. What are you all about?
Mostly acoustic guitar,
okay,
and vocal, I play percussion as well. But all the old classic influences, the Neil Young, Dylan, I went to Tommy Emmanuel on Friday night. Rated top acoustic guitarist in the world for the last 3 years running. Going watching something like that, just makes you aspire to,
absolutely
get cracking on the old 6-string stuff. So
absolutely.
A lot of influences and from the percussion world as well, different conga players and that.
Brilliant. Now, listeners, Dave Alley's very kindly brought along his guitar, and he might actually play a few tunes for us, so you can hear exactly what you can expect in a couple of weeks' time at his gig.
Strings are getting a little old. They've done a few gigs now, so if I pop any strings.
It's all good, mate.
This one here is called Lullo's Ocean. It's off that album that you've got sitting there.
Walk like an Indian brave, pride like a scar on your face. Tall like the Totara wild, like you're not lost in this place. is the home of this nomad. Where do you go when you're sad? They used to be eyes, color exhaled like a sigh. It never rained, so you said, but still you drown in disguise. Where is the home of this nomad? So deep in the wave, you laugh in the prize fighter's face. Riding so deep in the maze, you disappear with no trace. Where is the home of this nomad?
Cool, mate. That's great guitar playing. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So is that similar sort of sound we can look forward to on the new album?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
This guitar is all through the album.
Right.
Particular guitar, but a lot of the songs feature my full-on drum kit, bass, keyboards,
right.
and stuff. So a lot of other instrumentation. So in some of the songs, my guitar is actually quite buried.
Okay.
By choice, I guess, so all the other stuff can there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a, you know, a battle of instruments, I guess. And,
oh, cool.
And because I quite like for my the people I do have on board for the album, I kind of want them, you know, okay, this is Simon Bluekeys Taylor and this is Owen Doignan from Dingle. You know, I want them up front, you know. So,
cool.
So it's a bit of a balancing act, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but some similar songwriting.
Right.
There's a real variation on there. Just some quite sort of African-y world music, a bit of Celtic, through to some quite straight-up poppy kind of sounding stuff.
Right.
So songs just sort of come out, and they sort of, when you take them into the studio, they sort of grow a little life of their own.
Yeah.
All the different musicians in, and they sort of add this and that, and say, oh, wow, it ended up sounding like that. I didn't quite envisage that, but boom, there you go. You know,
excellent, so. Excellent. And when can we look forward to hearing this? Any expected dates of release?
Pretty certain the master's finished tonight, so there's an outside chance I'll have it ready for the gig on the 26th, but that may not happen too. So,
sure.
So certainly in the next week, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The amount of times I thought I had it finished, and you know, things just drag out for some reason or the other. So, you know, I've given up giving it a deadline or a definite until I've got the box of CDs sitting in my hand. You know, certainly the plan is within the next month.
Sure, and it's something that you're just going to release yourself, you know, sell at gigs and that type of thing, or are you looking at
Pretty much, I'll put out some feelers and see what else happens once it's in the bag, you know, and I know what it actually sounds like. And then I can actually approach people and say, well, this is the album. Anything you can do for us. We just take it as it comes, yeah.
No, brilliant. So 3 years in the making. Bit of a fair commitment, I would imagine.
Yeah, a few things happened in the interim. Had a kid, my partner did.
I'm sure you helped somehow.
Yeah, I kind of watched him. Well, hey, thank God, my man. And been overseas a couple of times.
Right.
Just from various things. So,
Yeah,
it's all dragged out of it. And, you know, the odd budget constraint here and there.
Sure. So is this something that you do full-time, or do you have a day job? And this is something you...
music's full-time. Well, day job, most days I look after my son.
Right.
So that's my day job. But my income is music.
Right.
I do a little bit of sort of sound engineering, live sound, a little bit of recording. I shouldn't be saying that on radio. I don't try and publicise it because I'd much rather be gigging myself, you know.
Sure.
So I do a bit of that to sort of help things along. But mostly gigging, and mostly more originals now than covers, you know.
Right.
I just had a call from a covers man tonight who I saw the other night. Said, do you want to come and flavour us and fill in and do this? And I'll call you back tomorrow and we'll have a bit of a yak. So, but times are tight, so it could be a case of, well,
sure,
you know, might have to go and play a few covers gigs to pay the bills. So
absolutely. Oh, we're certainly looking forward to hearing this new album, and I'm sure listeners, now that they've heard you play, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there have certainly heard you in the past and are looking forward to this gig. So do everybody get out there, diarise it. 27th,
it's a Friday the
26th
of June. We are in June, aren't we?
We are indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the story.
Yeah, so listeners, do go out and support Dave Alley and all the crew, because that's what we're all about here on KiwiAz. We're about supporting the New Zealand music, because there's so much awesome talent. There's so much awesome talent just on the rock itself. It's just crazy, yeah.
It's mad.
Absolutely crazy.
It's beautiful, but it's mad.
Yeah, it's very cool and great to be a part of. Yeah, indeed. So do you want to play another tune?
Could do another one, yeah.
Listen to Waikiki Radio, Kiwi Airs, live in the studio with Dave Alley.
This one's off the next album. It's one I wrote when I was living in Dingle, County Kerry, over in Ireland. Thank you.
clouds hang like brush strokes. Carry mountains around across the waves. And the ocean cold and lonely slaps at the rocks all along the day. She rocks in solitude, standing bleak and bold and dressed in grey. And the trawler churns on out into the Atlantic again. Like a diamond cuts glass, slices into the bay. The seagulls upon their wings hover, nay, sway. You can call her what you like, just another grand old dingle day. Yeah, singing la 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 la. Singing la 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 la. Looking back to Connor Pass, where Peddler's Lake echoes each and every single word you say. There's a party there tonight. I bet Johnny and the band, we're heading down to Cork to play. We'll be leaving out from Kinnard and off through Killarney. Over the mountains, you know that we'll be on our way. And you can call her what you like, just another grand old dingle day. Yeah, singing la 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 la.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you so much for coming up and playing and jamming with us and having a chat, Dave. That's been absolutely brilliant.
Pleasure,
and,
man. Pleasure.
And we certainly look forward to hearing this brand new album of yours. Can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it too.
Absolutely, man. I bet it's been certainly been a long time coming, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy playing it in the old CD player and getting it out there.
Yeah. Thanks, eh?
No worries at all, mate. Thank you very much for coming. Listen to Waiaki Radio. This is 88.3, 107.4.